The digital revolution, laden with promises of interconnectedness, has heralded the advent of social media platforms, emerging as guiding beacons in a rapidly evolving landscape. While these platforms are often extolled for their power to bring individuals closer, they have paradoxically compounded the intricacies of our social interactions, weaving a tangled web that teeters between the tangible and the virtual. Digital technology offers us the luxury to craft avatars, idealized personas of our true selves. We find ourselves engaged in a delicate dance where the real-life individual and their digital counterpart coalesce, blurring the boundaries between friends, family, and colleagues. With the rejuvenation of the public square in the digital era, a pivotal philosophical discourse has been sparked: where does the boundary between public and private truly lie? In this epoch, where personal sanctity is both treasured and vulnerably displayed, we confront a profound dichotomy. Humanity's inherent urge to share, seek validation, and achieve acknowledgement has been magnified manifold by these platforms. But at what cost? Our private lives, once guarded fervently, are now susceptible to algorithmic manipulation and the perpetual scrutiny of our online circles. Philosophically, this challenges us to redefine the very essence of privacy in the digital age. While these platforms were designed with the noble intent of fostering connections, they possess an ironic ability to isolate. In a world saturated with filters and facades, discerning the genuine from the fabricated has become increasingly arduous. The emergence of echo chambers, insular domains echoing similar opinions and beliefs, erode our ability to engage with and appreciate diverse perspectives. It is a telling irony that our critique of social media often emanates from the very platforms under scrutiny. Even as we acknowledge their influence on our mental well-being, we remain ensnared by their allure, ensconced in a perpetual cycle of notifications and obsessive sharing. A reflective step back is, thus, imperative. Contemporary thinkers concur on the urgency to reassess our connection with digital mediums, advocating for a harmonious balance between our digital and real-life engagements. Absent this conscious introspection, our true self stands at risk of being submerged in the convoluted depths of the digital realm. As humanity stands at a crossroads, grappling with technological prowess and the quest for existential meaning, a nuanced philosophical contemplation on our engagement with social media becomes paramount.